Stephen, your first win as Fleetwood Town manager in convincing fashion. How do you feel?
I'm delighted. You know, the most important thing for us just now is winning games of football. You know, we can talk about performances, we can talk about every aspect of it, but winning, that's all that matters to us just now. In our predicament, the only way we're going to get confidence and belief is by winning games. And today was a small step, but a very important step in that.
And goals as well as wins breed confidence, and you could see that today.
Of course, and you know, there's certain players in the team we play because they can bring that moment, that quality, Bobby Grant being one of them. You know, we introduced them today and the players understand that there's roles and responsibilities, but if we work as hard as we do out of possession, we've got to have players that can make the difference, and Bobby Grant certainly did that today. I was also delighted for Proctor today because I thought he led the line brilliantly. He worked tirelessly up there for us, made a huge contribution, and you know, in the first half got his reward with the goal. But collectively, a really, really important result for us, but we can't get ahead of ourselves. I've told them we've got a big game on Tuesday. I've told them to get refueling. I want them to come in tomorrow with water coming out their ears. So we have to understand that it's only a small step.
You've spoken about your principles since taking the job here. Today, did we really see what you want to see from your Fleetwood Town team?
Not yet, no. We saw goals, we saw winning, which I want to see from my team, without doubt. In the first half, we were a little bit nervous. We didn't pass the ball in the manner that I want us to, but that is credit to Burton as well, who pressurised the game very well. You know, I said prior to the game that Jimmy Floyd's got a really good group of players there that work exceptionally hard for him and make life very difficult for you. And in the first half, they did that to great effect. We started to see more of the patterns of play when the game stretched a little bit, and we managed to utilise the wide areas as we had worked towards. But you know, all in all, the most important thing for me is winning. You know, I'd have taken a 1-0 scrappy win today, I'd have taken any sort of win. So it's a small step, as I've said.
As you said, since you've taken the job, you've wanted to see intensity today, especially the second half. Proctor and Grant up front and Ryan and Johnson in midfield really did press Burton.
Absolutely. You know, I think to a man it was a very good performance from us. You know, Jimmy Ryan has, since I've come here, you know, the two games that he's played, he's covered so much ground, it's been quite incredible. And he's a dream to work with. You know, he's like that on the training ground. Edgar, I've known from my time in Scotland, and he showed the type of aggression and mentality that we need at this moment in time, because he's a winner. He's one that comes out in the 50-50 moments with the ball, and we need those types of players in our group just now. So it was a good performance, but I thought Sarsavich as well gave a really good performance today. He was on a booking. I was a little bit concerned about that in the latter part of the game. We've got another very important game on Tuesday, and we had to protect him.
And you said there about Sarsavic, it wasn't just a case of bringing him off to make sure he didn't get the
second year. Two things. Jimmy Ryan and him in the game last week covered more distance and more high intensity runs. The load was higher than anybody else's. The two players either side of the central midfield player in our system have to work exceptionally hard, so we have to be careful with them. Another thing was that the last thing we needed was a suspension in that area, so I had to be careful with Sarsh. I gave him the 75 minutes, and I was delighted with his performance.
You mentioned in the first half it was quite nervy, as you say. Defensively, you didn't give them too much. Perhaps they hit the side netting and hit the bar. Is that the luck that's perhaps been avoiding the team recently?
Yeah, you know, and listen, I've said to the players, we can work on the tactical elements, we can work on many aspects of the game, but if you don't do the fundamentals of the game, which is the basics of football, you know, I hear about how the tactical elements are winning the game. It's not the tactical elements that are winning the game. They aid you, but the real winning of the game comes in your desire to do the dirty aspects, the basics of the football. And we did that well today. We did that well. There's still huge improvements to come from us, but step by step, we'll move forward. But the other thing for us is that we moved out the relegation zone today, which is another positive step. But these are all small steps. We need to make considerable improvements along the way. But, you know, if you ask me, delighted with the result and delighted with the group.
And you mentioned the added bonus of moving out the relegation zone. Another added bonus, the clean sheet. You spoke about that last week.
Yeah.
Getting clean sheets, and from there you can build.
We've lost one goal in two games, which is important, because we have to we have to build on a solid base. You know, we can't continue to hemorrhage goals, and if you don't lose goals, you don't lose games. It's as simple as that. And don't think that I'm a negative manager. I'm not, but I'm also understanding of our predicament and that we need solid foundations of which to build from. So that's pleasing. I'm really pleased for all the players today, but like I said, we've got to be ready, so ready for Tuesday, because it's another mammoth test for us.
And Ash Hunter and Jamil Matt coming off the bench to combine for the fourth goal, that's given you something else to think about?
Yeah, you know, a lot can be said when a manager makes changes. Oh, there were good changes. They're only good changes if the players that go on apply themselves properly. You know, it can be made out as great tactical. It wasn't any great tactical changes. It was, one was made for additional height, but it's the reaction of the players when they come on, and both players react in the manner that pleased me greatly.
You talk about the reaction. Have you been pleased with how the players have brought in as a collective to what you want to instill at Fleetwood Town?
Yeah, but results are the thing that help that. Again, we can train in a certain manner, we can work in a certain manner that the players enjoy, but the real buy-in only comes with results, make no mistake, results. And that's why today, after the week we had, we had a really, really great week on the training ground. I was so pleased with the group, but you need those wins to continue with that buy-in.
And now on to Sheffield United in midweek. What are you expecting there?
Tough game. You know, they're a club that have got a budget we could only dream about, to be perfectly honest. They've got an outstanding group of players. They probably are the favourites to win the league this year. So that's the challenge we face, but we should go there at least with a degree of confidence. And if we keep working to the principles and the fundamentals and the basics that I talk about, then we'll always have a chance.
And with the amount of running your players put in today, getting rest up and then going again?
It's the most important aspect. Between now and then is recovery. You know, we'll work on a few tactical elements on the Monday on the training ground, but it'll not be in an intense fashion. It's about managing the players and making sure that we're ready, we're refueled and we're re-energised come Tuesday.